This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Those are some cuts from the documentary that will air on NBC Sports Chicago tonight. It's called Hawk, simply called Hawk, and we are delighted to welcome in the man himself. Good morning, Hawk.
Good morning,
how are you?
Hawk.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well.
We just heard the voices there of Frank Thomas and Steve Stone and Ann Drysdale. And I got to tell you, Hawk, it's always a joy to see these retrospectives on somebody. And it's always fun. I read your book and really enjoyed it. But it's a little bit, bittersweet knowing that that the end of your broadcasting career is coming. And boy, Hawk, I've watched so many games with you. It's just going to be painful. I'm going to miss you, buddy.
Well, I'm going to miss you guys more, and you framed it perfectly. It is bittersweet. There's no question about that. You know, when I've been announcing 42 years, you know, I had 7 with the Red Sox, 2 with the Yankees, and 33 with our White Sox. And, your body, like, around February 1st every year, my metabolism changes. I got to get ready for spring training. You know, that's just the way it is. And then when I go to do the game on Sunday, I'm thinking about it. And it's going to be interesting. I'll say I'm having trouble finding a routine right now because I told you, all I'm doing is sitting on my behind watching Walker, Texas Ranger. And, turning a lot of Smirnoff into urine. So,
Hawk, tonight, 7 o'clock, NBC Sports Chicago. It's the Hawkumentary, and it's something that I got a chance to look at a preview of it, and it was really an emotional hour. And I think that it struck me wondering how it was for you to kind of retrace your steps throughout your life. I mean, it begins, and I thought this was fascinating. You went back to Savannah, Georgia, and you went into the school where you attended, and you went into the classroom where you sat, and you talked about, and you saw the house where you grew up, and all these things. How cathartic was that? How emotional was that? What was that like to kind of go back in your past and to reminisce to the degree that you did?
Well, I've done it before. You know, I've made those same steps before in the past. In fact, every time I have one of my doctors is in Savannah, Jules Victor, and we play golf. And when I go back to Savannah, I'll go into buy the house, stop, get out, look at it, and then I'll stop by the school, and it just brings back a plethora of memories. And that's what life's about. Life's about family and memories, you know, with people consisting the most part of memories. So it's the guys, I really enjoyed working with that crew, with Ryan and Matt and the guys. You know, I'll tell you what, they and Brad Boron, they did a wonderful job. They did a lot of work on that thing, and they made it a lot of fun. And, of course, when you're working, because you guys have done stuff like that before, too, when you're working with some people that make it a lot of fun and enjoyable, it's a hell of a lot easier doing that. I would not have done it with a crew that I wasn't having fun with, I'll tell you, because it was, you know, going to Savannah and then going to Boston and talking for hours and hours. It becomes sometimes, as you say, you know, cathartic. It was just fun doing it, though.
It's fascinating to me, just reading the book, and now we're going to be seeing this tonight, and hearing all the tributes. Obviously, there is almost a duality of personality to you, that you are Ken Harrelson and you're Hawk, and you separate those two, and you have, you know, the private man who you are and who you, a family man. We know And it's almost like Hawk is this personality, this, you know, invention of yours. Can you tell us a little bit about that kind of duality that you go through on a daily basis?
Well, there's no question about it. You're talking with Kenny right now. You know, it's something that I started recognizing a long time ago, and I didn't fully grasp it. And then as time went on, and then it really grabbed me when I was playing for the Red Sox, and I would be in the on-deck circle, and it would be, you know, 20-game winner out there, somebody, Jim Palmer or somebody, and the Avs would be at the plate with a man on third or a couple of guys on, bases loaded, and all of a sudden I would say to myself, okay, Hawk, let's do it. Let's get something done here. And I think it was a way – I told a doctor, a psychologist named Dick Schwartz out in Oak Park, who's one of the world-renowned psychologists. He's written books and gives seminars and lectures all over the world. And I talked to him about it. He says it's very common because the biggest killer of performance in life is pressure. And certainly in sports, the biggest killer of performance is pressure. And you got to find your own way. Each guy is like a fingerprint. They got to find their own way to alleviate that pressure so you can, you know, perform. You can get what's in you out of you. And I found out that the Hawk was a hell of a lot better at handling that pressure than Kenny was. And it's like when I used to fight. He was with me then. I didn't want to fight. I was the last guy I wanted to fight. Hawk wanted to, you know. And he was the guy that protected me all these years because I had my share of those things then. And he was the guy, you know, who jumped in and took care of me and protected me. So it's I can't get him to come out all the time. sometimes he you know, gets pissed off at me or something. You know, he just won't do it.
And sometimes he makes you want to cuss, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Hawk, you're outspoken, you're polarizing. As many people who love you, there's a degree, there's some people that don't. You know that, you've acknowledged that, you're aware of that. It's because you say on your mind, you say what's in your heart, and you speak it. Do you think that, I mean, obviously you got a job for those reasons. You became a legend in Chicago for that very reason. But do you think you could get a job today? Would a team be, are teams hiring Hawk Harrelsons anymore? Because it seems like those are the exceptions to the rule.
No, they're not. There are a lot of really good announcers out there, obviously. I love to listen to some of the guys, you know, Tom Hamilton, you know, and with the Indians, he's just one of my favorites. Bob Uecker, every time I get the chance to listen to Uecker, guys who really bring the game to you. And I always thought that baseball was really a radio game anyway. And because, you know, Ernie Harwell and Vince Scully and those guys, they can put you right in the ballpark. And when I would make that 100-mile drive, you know, from my parking spot at the ballpark to our house at night, living in the eastern zone, working in the central zone, I had a chance to listen to a lot of baseball games on my Sirius, you know. But when you're an announcer, Howard Cosell and Kurt Gowdy both told me the same thing. It was unbelievable, the advice they gave me early on, like back in 1975 when I first started announcing with the Red Sox. And they said, don't try to please everybody because you can't. And they gave me some examples of it, and it stuck with me all my life. And then I had some good advice. I think it was Ben that gave me, or it was Kurt Gowdy, one of the two, said if you're working in a two-team city, like New York or Chicago, you know, you're going to catch a lot of criticism because you're going to have half the fan base there that don't like you, and you're going to have half that probably love you. And I told Jason Benetti, who's a terrific announcer right now, he's going to be a terrific announcer for a long time. And I told Jason, I said, Jason, you're going to catch some criticism. You've got to have a tough skin, thick skin, because you're working in a two-team city, and you just are not going to please everybody. And you're going to say a lot of things that are going to piss Cubs fans off, and they're going to say some stuff over there that piss White Sox fans off. So, you know, you're right in the middle. So if you understand those things, it's like anything else. if you understand something, you can handle it. If you don't understand it, then you got a problem.
Hawk, it's going to be fun to watch it tonight. It's going to be fun to watch the end here, but I got a feeling we're going to see you at spring training. I got a feeling you're still going to be around. I don't know how you turn off baseball. It's too much a part of who you are.
You're right there. I love the game. Just like I said the other day, it's Hawk Day. You know, my wife and I tomorrow will celebrate our 45th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Figuratively saved my life because, you know, I met her after I retired from baseball. And I was going out at night and drinking too much and getting in too many fights. And you do that enough, and you're going to get dead. Somebody, you're going to run up the wrong guy, and he's going to shoot you. So she saved my life because I realized if I didn't stop, I was going to lose this, so I stopped. And tomorrow, as I said, 45 years with that beautiful woman, and I love her today more than I ever have. And I love the game of baseball today more than I ever have.
Happy All right, anniversary,
buddy.
Hawk.
Thank you.
All right, guys, always.
Thanks for being on.
That's great to talk to you. Thank you, Kenny. We talked to Kenny there.
And we talked to Hawk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.